God is truly amazing. Some of the amazing things that God does just blow my little pea picking mind. You know? I'm going to try to record this. It's good to be back with you again. I always want to call you Laura. What's your name?
Laurel.
I was close. I was in the neighborhood. Yeah. It's good to see you all again. She was the first person I saw when I came in, and her mom was sitting on the steps. And I was coming in with this coat and all this stuff, feeling very down, you know. And she was so sweet to help me. It's good to see you all again.
Likewise.
Before I get into my message, this is what I want to say. This occurred to me as I was driving here, and as you all know, I come from a nice little distance away. But I always depend on God to get me where I'm supposed to be. Easy peasy, smooth and easy, safe and sound. Even when my humanness wants to go to a little fear, we politely call it trepidation, or we call it nervousness. But we know wherever that is, God is not. So as we all kind of slip and slid, down here the roads are just beautiful. Where I came from, the slush was about, I would say, 3 or 4 inches deep, and only one car could go down the road at a time. Get a few trucks in your way, you know how that goes. But all the way, I just woke up this morning, I said, easy peasy, smooth and easy, God. I'm going to work for you, big fella. Make my way smooth and easy. And guess what? God did. And then I get here and I see there's some others that God tapped on your heart this morning. You may have thought you were coming to sing for the church, play for the church, just sit here and listen, but no. God never does anything by happenstance. God is always on purpose, even when our human minds won't really latch onto it. God's got a higher purpose for everything we do. And that always blows my mind. And I said, I'm in all this traffic, I got these big trucks ahead of me, and this is your purpose? And God said, well, see, my God speaks to me like I speak to other people. Get over it. Chill out. Go on, do what you got to do. And that kind of steps me out of it. But it's so good to be here. Oh, title of my message today is Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Some of these titles, because I don't think them up. I just go in meditation and receive. What is it you want me to say? And some of these titles, I know now, well, now what blessing does this bring, or does it bring a blessing? And title of my talk is Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Well, I was so happy with myself that about 6:30, I finished my message, and I went down to warm some dinner and set the printer on to print. While I was warming my dinner, I said, hey, maybe I'll get to relax and watch a little TV, a little me garbage time, what I call it. Saturday nights of garbage time. It's nothing I need to know. Just something just to take me away from the world. Well, I came back into the room where my printer was, and most of my pages had printed, but only the first top of the page. I said, what is this all about? So I fooled and fiddled with the printer for a bit, and I said, okay, God, you're taking this title a little too serious here. And it wouldn't print. Now I thought, okie dokie, well, Staples is going to be open till 8 o'clock. I can get up there in time. But you see, but I did listen to my first mind. I started fooling and fumbling with that computer again. So I got dressed. I was in my jammies. I got all dressed and went out in that ugly weather. And they were closed. Can you believe they closed at 8 o'clock on a Saturday? And then my logical mind said, well, they probably didn't get enough business to justify keeping it open an hour later. And I'm sure the employees were loving it going home an hour earlier. But I don't love it. And up in my little community, that's the only place you can go and get copies. Except the library. And that's way down. That's 20 minutes away. And I said, okay, God, what do I do? So I called my neighbor, and he's always free. He works in the mall. He has a store in the mall. He's always relatively free. But this time, he says, I got to call you back. I got somebody here. 20 minutes later, I'm still waiting. I'm not going to stress out over that. I'm too stressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. So I said, okay, God, that means that that door is shut. Go another way. So what can I do? What can I do? So do you remember when another little lady with dark brown hair, little short hair, her name was Vicky, her name is Vicky. She used to come with me sometimes. I called Vicky, got her out of bed. She goes to bed very early, and I said, I need help. You have a printer, right? And that was when I realized I live in a community where I don't know the people who have computers. Everybody in my complex seems to be my age or just a little bit younger, where they don't do, they do computers, but they don't have printers, have no need for it. And I said, listen, she said, oh, my house is a mess. I said, I'm not worried about your house. I want your printer. And I said, I tell you what, I just need you to plug this thumb drive in and just tell it to print. And I said, I will even stay in the car because I don't want to embarrass you. Her dog was just having a fit. Well, that didn't work because she couldn't get it to work. So I said, okay, Lord, will you try my patience now? But I'm not going to get stressed. I know there's a blessing in here somewhere. So finally she said, you better come in here and do this. So I went in and got it to print, but her printer wouldn't print. It wouldn't print. It was just clear. And I thought, what's this about? I said, you're trying to see what it's going to take to stress me out. I'm not going there because I know with you inside, I can take all the life throws at me in stride. And so I said, now, God, what shall I do? And Spirit told me, change the color of the ink because she was getting a clear white sheet of paper. And I did that, and it printed. Printed so pale because I had to change it to a different color than black. And I said, you know, these are maturing eyes, okay? And I need to see clearly and concisely. And so I printed it anyway. I said, well, she said, you couldn't be able to read that. I said, I never read. I just kind of glance for a word or two. I said, as long as I can get that, I'm good to go. So I went home. I hugged and thanked her, and I thanked the dog for not going really off on me. He's a little cute little guy, but he's territorial about his mama. And I went home, and as I was sitting back down on my computer to go to shut everything down, because I just left it like it was, the Holy Spirit said, you know you got that laptop right there that's a lot newer than your desktop. Plug in the laptop. Put the thumb drive into that and plug it up to the computer. I could have saved myself 3 hours. I said, God, you're a genius. And that's what I did. And I printed it right off in the right color. Thank you, God. God is so amazing when we allow God to do God's work. Now, I'm not sure of what all the lesson in that was for me, but there's nothing that happens to us, through us, doesn't have a message in it for us, okay? And I said, well, okay, well, let me focus on that tomorrow because right now I want to finish this up, get my clothes, find something to wear tomorrow, and then go to bed. And that's what I did. And so I remembered some of the scriptures. And I'm going to flip through here and find the scriptures that I want to be, that I want to find. But while I'm looking for it, it reminds me of a song, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. That's from the book of Matthew. And there's a song I think I shared with you before that I learned at Unity of the Hills in Austin, Texas, when I was out there for a while. I didn't live out there. I went out there to do 2 Sundays in a week. I did the women's retreat, and then I did workshops during the other times, after a couple of times. But I love this song, and I knew I've done it here before, but I just feel like for all of us here today, it's a good reminder. Your music is beautiful. No question. But what's singing in my spirit is a song I learned at the Unity Church out there. And I am blessed every day of my life. I am blessed, 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 blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay me down to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed. And that's what I was singing all the way here, but how blessed I am, because you know what? We are blessed. And I can't tell you how many people call, oh, you be careful. I appreciate the concern, but I hate to say it, but that's a little wrong thinking when you think about it. And I tell people, don't worry about me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I pray for you. You pray for me. You know, I need you to survive. It's another song. I ain't going there. But anyway, that's what we need, to pray for each other. Because when we pray for each other, you don't have to be like a minister and go to, you know, I don't do all that. But just say, God, watch over her. I know you will. Or just say, God bless. I was blessing all of you who came this morning and said, I want blessings, and I'm blessed that I am a blessing to everybody else. So when I got here, I thought, when I got to 696, when I got by Gratiot, I guess it was, couldn't believe how nice the pavement was. See, the slush was about 4 inches thick up my way, all the way down. 10:59 when I called Michael and I said, I'm going to be late. I should have been 3/4 of the way here, but I was just quite by half, I guess. God provides. When we can remember that even though it looks like the world has its hand around our throat or the noose around our necks, all we have to do is remember who we are and whose we are and why are we here. Well, you say, well, gee, I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. Well, you're here to express the glory of God. As long as you're open and receptive and willing, God will express itself through us. Now, I say itself because I tried to get in alignment with the teachings. And God never called himself a he or she. But we were told that God is spirit. So spirit doesn't have a gender. But I guess for our own human comfort level, we try to stick a gender on him. Because we can relate better. Even Jesus called him Abba, which means daddy. And you know, when you get in big trouble with a little child, you call your daddy because you want your daddy to come and solve the problem, fix it. This is my thing. God doesn't care what you call him. I remember once Wayne Dyer was at my church doing a workshop, and Wayne said, you know, you can call God John, Joe, Philip, Mary Lou, Daisy, or Sally. God doesn't care. God cares that you reach out and call God. And I remember that, and I was thinking, well, I came up in this kind of strict, straight-laced Presbyterian thing, and you didn't call. That was almost blasphemous. And Wayne said, no, uh-uh. God wants to make that conscious contact with us and have that relationship. The scripture that I pulled out for today, one of them, you will be enriched in every way for your great generosity. That sounds promising, doesn't it? Let me read some of these to you. We are so richly blessed and have so many wonderful blessings available to and for us and every day. Most of them we do not even give a moment's thought to. For starters, we are blessed to awaken in the morning to the dawn of each new day, to the realization that we have been blessed with another day in which to live, grow, share, and be all that God created us to be. I look at my own life and where I am in age, and I know I'll be here for a lot longer. At least that's what Doreen Virtue told me when she was at my church doing a workshop at one time. She said, you didn't come to the planet this time to do sickness. You came to serve. I said, okay. And she said, no, you will never need a hospital stay. And I said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because I don't like hospitals. My mother went to a hospital. She never came back. So as a little girl, that left an impression on me. So I know those places are there, and I bless them, and because I got to go to one tomorrow for a test. But I bless them, but I tell people when they're going to the hospital, or going to the doctor, don't go there looking for trouble. I tell my doctors, oh, I'm going to keep this appointment tomorrow, and I'll come do the other exams. But I'm looking for you to verify what I already know. I am a healthy, happy child of God. I am whole, perfect, and complete. Anything your tests find, it's just minor. It's just minor because my God is bigger, more powerful than any test you could ever have. All I have to do is sit down and shut the noise, go within and say, okay, Lord, what do we do about this? What did this come to teach me? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? Show me. Tell me. I'm open. I'm receptive. I'm willing to hear and be all that you created me to be. And just listen for a minute. See, I noticed that the people in, too many of the people in my life, well, I got to go to the doctor, and I'm afraid he's going to tell me that I got yada, yada, yada. And I don't give that any energy. I said, you know, this is so interesting that people go to the doctor to find out what's wrong with them instead of having the doctor validate what's right. Think about that for a minute. We are blessed to be able to open our eyes to see our surroundings and beyond. Our fingers and limbs move at our command. We are blessed. Our ears hear the birds chirping outside our windows, or perhaps the neighborhood dog or street noise. We are blessed with the gift of hearing. We open our blinds and curtains in the morning to see the sun creeping and giving light to the new day. We are blessed. We stretch our arms and bodies and they move at our command. We are blessed. We look back upon our beds that are all rumpled from comforting and housing our body during the night as we receive rejuvenation and sleep. We're blessed. This time of the year coming up, well, I thought it was going to be now because I was looking to wear something like lighter, but it seems like old man winter just doesn't want to go away. He does his best to hang on and does his best to scare more people out of their wits. That's not God. But when we're coming up on the time when we will have air conditioning to keep us comfortable. Man, is that a blessing. I don't know about you, but I don't like being hot. I like being comfortable, even though we do have to be hot sometimes. But the air conditioning is a blessing. I remember growing up in my neighborhood, nobody had air conditioning when I was a youngster. Nobody. If we had anything, we had those big box fans we put in a window or some of them were on a stand like that. They just put them up, raise it up, and cool the room. And we thought that was really living it up. And I don't know, most of you, not in my age group, you might remember. Maybe. I didn't mean that as a dig, please. You might remember all the grocery stores and the drug stores and the furniture stores and the clothing stores. They had a little label on their door that says, "We have, come on in, we have air conditioning." You remember that? Okay, see? And now everybody's got air conditioning. Or I'll say virtually everyone has air conditioning. You know, if you look at when air conditioning came into being and to where we are now, wow, have we come a long way, baby. We have come a long way. It's like you go in somebody's house and it's warm. You say, well, turn the air on. It's kind of hot in here, don't you think? There was a time you didn't even think of that because it was not a possibility. We are blessed. We are blessed. In the winter, we have furnaces. Today, we're happy that there's a furnace that's giving out heat to keep us comfortable. I was out yesterday, and I had on a downfield stadium jacket that comes down to my knees. I was cold. I had my hat on, and I had my fur hood up over my hat, and I was cold. I don't get cold easy. It takes a lot to make me cold because I'm just naturally a warm body. It was cold yesterday. I was so happy to get home to the warmth of my home. Just go turn the heat up a little bit, you know? Forget it was 76 the other day. We get out of our beds and visit the bathroom to allow our bodies to have the experience of release. That's a blessing. We reach to turn on the light in the bathroom, it comes on. We're blessed to have electricity and more clearly to see our surroundings, to shave, brush our teeth, blow dry our hair, curl it, or do a number of other things that we do in our morning routines. We reach to that little handle on the back of the toilet or a button. It does what it does. That's a blessing. Thank God it works. Because the first time it doesn't work, we are annoyed. That's supposed to work. We turn on water in the sink and the shower and all those other things. They work. There's nothing worse for the things that we expect to work to malfunction. We don't like that. We don't like that. Or I was at another church, and they were telling me that they had had a big flood. They were not amused. Something wasn't working right. But for those of us that went that day, our homes were okay. They weren't full of water. I could go on and on and on. There's not enough hours, minutes, seconds in each day to say thank you, God, for all the blessings that didn't stress us out. You were so good to us. God is better to us than we recognize most of the time. I remember a morning several years back. You know, I used to travel a lot in my work, and where I was living at the time was Rochester Hills, and I had to drive to Ann Arbor. Nice little ride every day. And one day I went out there, and we had to go over to the client's offices for a big meeting. It's a Fortune 500 company that's up in Ann Arbor. And we had a great meeting, and we went back to the office, and we're going to sit down with the rest of the staff that didn't get to go to that meeting. And all of a sudden, boom, the power went out. And I think most of you got impacted too, because they said the three-quarters of the nation was impacted by that blackout. You know, so I said, well, I used to travel with a little television no bigger than my phone. And as I traveled that hour and a half to get out from where I was out to the client site, at 7 o'clock, I would put it on the station so I could see the morning news, the morning stories. And I would just lay it on the seat of the car. And I didn't watch it. I just listened. That was our only communication. I took it in the office with me, too. Just kept it in my brief. Took it in the office with me every day, just have it in my brief bag. Didn't want to leave it in the car because it's not worth very much, but it's mine, and I want to keep it. And when the power went out, I reached for my phone. They said, what happened? Nobody knew. In our whole building that we were in, nobody knew what had happened or what was going to be the end result. So I said, well, I've got my little television. Let's see what I can get. And so that's how we found out that power outage was pretty massive and was going to last a while. So one of the staff guys said, well, you know, up on the corner there's that pizza place. Bet you they just baked some pizza that they're not going to be able to send right now because nobody can get to them. Nobody's going to come and order a pizza if they can't get out. And we sent him up to get pizza, and we had drinks and snacks around, pizza and salad. And we said, let's just relax. Let the traffic go ahead of us, be gone, because while we're having dinner, because by the time you get home, you're going to be ravenous, so we may as well eat this pizza, not the best pizza in the world, but it's nourishment. And then we can go home safely. So we hung out to about 7:30, laughing and talking and just saying, well, is it on yet? Is it on yet? Got out on the main drag. We could not believe the traffic. I said, this is not good. Got over to the freeway. I had to get over to 23. It was like a parking lot. I had to come in 23, go down 14 to 275 up to, what was that going that time? Up to 696. No, it wasn't. To Telegraph, I think. Anyway, I had a circuitous route. It was like a parking lot the whole way. And I noticed that when I got off the freeway, every gas station I passed along the way had cars backed up. You know why? They couldn't get the gas because no power. When I finally got home 4 hours later, I sit on the sofa and I said, you know, God, what are you teaching us? You're not teaching us that this is the big stressor that we have to stress out. I know there's a blessing in the mess. So what is the blessing? And the Spirit said, I need to talk to you all. You're not paying attention to me. Maybe now you'll listen. And I said, I'm all ears. And all we could hear when we finally did get power back several days later, I don't even remember the time length, all we could hear was the moaning and groaning and complaining about how long their power is out. And I said, God, I wonder how many people really realized what the message was in it. There's lessons and messages in everything. I thank God for my little portable television, because I had a little, what do you call that thing, in your car where you can recharge. I could recharge it in my car. Of course, we can't use those anymore. technology has advanced so quickly that I don't know. That was such a joy to have that in my car, that I could see what was here, what was going on in the world. God does its level best to talk to us. And sometimes when God has been trying his best to that whisper, that soft, still voice, to whisper into our spirits, and we're so busy with the noise of the world and the noise of the day that we don't pay any attention. So we say, I don't have time to sit down and meditate. I can do it by 5 minutes. God was just clearing his throat to talk to you, and you ran out of patience. How do you think it would be if God ran out of patience with us the way we ran out of patience with God's manifestations? Think about that. I give thanks that our God is a loving God, is a patient God, is a forgiving God. But the hardest thing for us to do is to forgive ourselves. You know, God will forgive us because he'll say, oh, I knew you was going to do it. If you're sincere about asking for forgiveness, it's yours. But if all you're going to do is moan and groan and complain, I don't know about that. God has a very, very generous heart that nurtures and continually blesses our lives with abundance and all good things. God is good. Every song you hear, listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are speaking to you through these beautiful voices. God is constantly talking to us. As I was coming down 94 this morning, these guys, some of these guys, now I don't want to stereotype, in these pickup trucks, you know, they think they're monster machines, and they get there, and they just going to blow through everything. Now, I'm in my little lane, and I'm doing 65. At first I was 45, and it kept going up a little bit. The further south, further west, I would say south, coming down, the further south I got, the better the weather got. But I look at these guys, don't you know that you're getting ready to hurt yourself and other people? So I was telling someone earlier, I always bless everybody on the road before I get out of my bed in the morning. God, make our way easy peasy, smooth and easy and safe. Let us arrive safe. But if there's a lesson in it, let us learn it through joy and not through pain and hardship and damages. God understands us better than we understand ourselves. God wants to replace the stress with an abundance of all things good. But for some reason in this human experience, we get stubborn and want to do it our way. And we say, God, God, help me out here, would you? And then we go on. We don't give God the time. We don't give God the time that it takes to speak to us. When we're blessed, when we recognize a blessing, we get blessed in return. A generous heart receives all the blessings. Now, it may not come like a grocery list or a grocery shopping cart full of blessings, but God will bless us when we least expect it. So we have to keep our hearts and our minds open to receive. And the more that we keep our hearts and our minds and our consciousness open to receive God's blessings, the more we'll receive. And we do something really beautiful for someone else. And then we'll go along and then maybe not that day, maybe it might be a month, 6 months later, we get a super-duper blessing. We thought, wow, what did I do to deserve that? What was the help you gave that person way back when? God said, I think today I'm going to bless you. And we get this blessing, and we think we hit the lottery. And we go jumping around doing the hallelujah happy dance that we got blessed. But we have always been blessed. God would not give us the breath of life in our bodies without blessing us all the way, all the time. Scripture says in Corinthians, you will be enriched in every way for your great generosity. I'm noticing in our world these days, people are getting to be a little not us, not as good unity students, right? People are very selfish. They're very selfish. I watched them in a certain event walk right past a lady who was struggling with what she had. And all they had to do was say, can I help you? She wasn't asking you to come home with her and clean her house and break her yard. She just needed you to take this package from here to here. But that was too much. And I thought, we have to stop that, and we have to start being loving, kind, and generous to all people. Because we want to be blessed so we can be a blessing to other people. I have an affirmation here for you. I choose to be blessed and be a blessing. Say it with me. I choose to be blessed and be a blessing. Did you get that? Yes, say it again. I choose to be blessed and be a blessing. Because by doing that, not only are we serving God, but we're doing more things, more good things are going to come naturally to us. When you go to your home today, when you go back home, before you go put your key in the door or hit your garage door opener, just sit there at the tip of your driveway or wherever you are, and just look at what you have and realize what a blessing it is to have this. What a blessing it is that I have a warm home, I have a garage, a carport, or I have a spot in front of my home. You know, I have relatives live in Chicago, and Chicago's a little jammed up place. They have to jockey for a parking spot on the street. That blows my mind. You got all these groceries, and you've got to park half a block or a block away to get it up. Those people would love to have a garage or a spot right in front of the street. I was over there one year visiting my cousins, and there was snow that was melt that deep. Was it about 6-8 inches deep? And I said, how do people park around here in all the snow? Well, they get out there and they clean out their own little spot, and God help the person that parks in their spot. But I thought, my one cousin has lived in that neighborhood forever, owns property in the neighborhood, and they're not leaving. But I thought, how do you do that with groceries? Even as you advance in years, how do you do that? It's by the grace of God that those people are able to do that. That's their norm. They don't know anything else. I guess if they ever get a house that's got a driveway or carport, garage. They would think they're in seventh heaven. And I pray that they get it. But when we choose to be blessed, to be a blessing, we realize that we are blessed, 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 blessed. The more I'm blessed, the more I'm worthy of God's blessing, the more I can bless other people. It doesn't hurt to bless someone. You know, when I come here, before I get out of my bed, I hold my hands and say, God, I bless everyone at the church. I bless myself. I bless you, God. And I say, uh-oh, I got it wrong. The order of the universe is God, self, then others. I bless the Lord with the song, I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless God. And God will bless us, and that we become extensions of God as we bless the world. The book of Matthew says, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Our eyes see a whole lot of stuff that we don't want to bless. When we see trouble and we see stuff on the evening news that can really upset us, I have some people that love to call me when the news is on. And I said, don't do this. I need to know what to bless. I learned years ago from Reverend Michael Beckwith. The evening news and the newspaper, that's your prayer list for the day. Bless. Bless so we can be blessed. And if people knew that, if they knew that, to do that, just think what a wonderful world it would be. You know, it would be an awesome world that I'm not taking nothing from you. And you're not taking nothing from me, but we're exchanging love. It's love. Blessings. May you always be mindful that you are a divine, beloved, and blessed child of God. Nothing can harm you when you surrender and allow God to be God in your life. There's no reason to fret or worry. Now, having said that, there are times when stuff does happen and come our way. We're not supposed to give up, throw in the towel, and say, I don't know why that happened to me, because I've been a good person and I this and I that, and just giving yourself all kind of pats on the back. Sometimes God wants to see, now, beloved, I taught you this. Are you willing to practice it? You know, we have to give our prayers feet, as Alice Cooper, the lady who wrote The Color Purple, she said, we must give our prayers feet. If you're not willing to give your prayers feet, you know, I pray that the world is better. I pray that the world is more loving and kind. And I pray that everyone has something to eat. Well, when the offering bag or plate went by, did you put some money in? Did you donate to some organization where you know children and older people are starving? I'll never forget the day I was in a grocery store about 25 years ago, and I was in the produce section, and I saw this sweet little old lady. And she was taking one of this and one of that. And as I went through the store, I came across her again, and she was in the dog food aisle, cat food. And I thought, oh, God, help her. And when we got up to check out, because it was a relatively small store in my old neighborhood, got ready to check out, and I noticed that she had an apple and an orange. She had one little tomato and one little cucumber and a little bit of lettuce. I said, she's going to make a nice salad for herself. But she had so many cans of cat food. Now, the thought of eating cat food just makes my stomach want to flip. And I prayed for that lady, and she never knew it. And I'll never see her again because I didn't know who she was. But I blessed her that she could be blessed, and then she could be a blessing to someone else. There's always opportunities around us to blessing, to bless and not stress. Remember what it says in the book of Matthew. Blessed are your eyes, for they see it. Your ears, for they hear. You are too blessed to be stressed about anything. And I am so proud of myself that I was able to get through yesterday evening and last night and this morning and not be stressed. It tried to get me. I'm not going to lie. But I keep telling myself, I am God's beloved. I deserve divine protection, and my way is always made smooth and easy. And if we speak it enough, it happens. It happens with us, for us. You are too blessed to be stressed about anything. When things don't actually go your way, you're supposed to sit down and shut the noise and say, okay, God, that happened. Show me why. Help me understand. What are you showing me? Because there is never one moment in our lives that is not for our greater good. I bless you with remembering how blessed you are and how stressed you don't have to be. Thank you. I love you and I bless you. And I see you driving home, feeling a very stressless way, and having a beautiful week and a month till I see you again. Thank you.